Welcome to this special online audio accompaniment to Owners by Carol Churchill, directed by Stella Powell Jones, which is on at the German Street Theatre, an intimate studio venue of 70 seats near Piccadilly in the West End, which is on until the 11th of November 2023, with performances at 7:30pm Monday to Saturday and matinees on Tuesday and Saturday at 3:30pm. The performance lasts for approximately 2 hours and 15 minutes, including an interval. This audio accompaniment includes information on the play, summary, characters, sets, props and costume, plus theatre and access information. We also hear from the cast of the production, who discuss their characters and what some of the visual elements are. This special online audio accompaniment is written and presented by myself, Tim Calvert, of Calvert Creative Concepts for the German Street Theatre. A summary of Owners. Be clean, be quick, be top, be best. Her husband wants her dead, but Marion's too busy to notice. With the London housing market booming, she spots a chance to make a killing of her own by flipping a house. There's just one problem. The current tenants are her closest friends. Undeterred, she hatches a plan and makes them an offer they can't refuse. A deal is done, and an exchange is made. But is the price worth paying? 50 years on from its premiere, artistic director Stella Powell Jones directs this timely revival of Carol Churchill's wickedly funny first play about power, property and possession. This production contains haze, gunshots, loud noises, strong language and references to self-harm, suicide, murder and sexual assault. Characters. The play consists of 7 characters. The cast discuss their characters and visual elements and deliver a line of dialogue.
Hello, my name's Laura Doddington. I play Marion. Marion is a very strong woman who has created her own business in property development and is slowly getting wealthier and wealthier. She's probably in her late 30s. Because of the era, I've got very white, kind of pale blonde hair that is in a 1970s flick do. It's just about touches my shoulders and it kind of flicks back away from my face. I've got quite a lot of makeup on and a red lipstick, and I kind of power dress. She holds herself in a very confident way. She's very open. She's not closed off. So her shoulders are back a lot of the time. She has a lot of gold jewellery that goes on during the show. So I have big gold hoop earrings that are kind of patterned. And I have a big elasticated waist belt that's got a really big gold buckle on it. I wear sort of 3-inch high heels that are a patent black and red, and they are from the 70s. And I wear red most of the time. So my first costume is a red dress with gold buttons and the belt. I also have a gold watch. And later in the play, in the second half, I have a big gold bracelet. And I change between scene 3 and scene 4 of act 1 from a red dress into a skirt and shirt that are patterned, which are red with a kind of navy blue in it. And I still have the belt on and I get even bigger, thicker gold earrings. And then as the play goes on, I sort of take, in the second half of the play, I take my earrings away, my jewellery starts disappearing and I slowly start looking quite bedraggled and my lipstick comes off and my hair goes up. I eat food during the show quite a lot. So the first thing I eat is a chocolate bar in the scene with Lisa, and then I eat banana when I'm in the scene with Alec, and I eat an apple following that scene in the scene with Lisa and Alec. And in the hospital scene in the second act, act 2 scene 3, I eat the grapes that I've brought to the hospital. And a line from the play that I say is, I'm always hungry but thin, I don't put on, nothing to show for it, moving about all the time's what does it, I eat in bed, work at the table, sleep at my desk, burning it up.
Hello, my name is Mark Huckett and I play the character of Clegg. Clegg is a butcher. He's been a butcher most of his working life, and he is married to Marion. Clegg is rather under Marion's thumb, it might be said. He has dreams of freeing himself from her controlling influence of him, and has many fantasies along those lines. He's about 6 foot tall, in age, early 40s. Medium brown hair, which is side parted to the right and heavily brill creamed. Clegg has mutton chops and a moustache, giving him a distinctive facial look. In terms of his costume, when he's in the butcher's shop, he dresses in a white, grubby white overall with a red and white striped apron and butcher's hat. He has a full array of meat products available to him, which he lays about with a cleaver. A line of dialogue, which comes from the play and is reflective of Clegg, I suppose, is him when he says, "I was going to be a big man myself, you don't seem to realise. That was my intention as a younger man. I had none of your problems, Worsley. I was thrusting. I envisaged a chain, Clegg and Son."
My name is Tom Morley. I'm playing Worsley. Worsley is a young man in his 20s. He has been in a mental hospital and has tried to kill himself before the play starts, tried to kill himself 6 times. And during the play, he tries another 6 times. He's 24 years old. He has brown, long brown hair to his ears, I'd say. And he's wearing a brown suit with a tie. And as the play goes on, his failed attempts at suicide means that he has to wear a neck brace, a brace boot, because he breaks his foot. He blows his hand off, so he has to wear bandages there. He's has bandages around his wrists too. He also has a crutch at one point during the play. And a line of dialogue I say in the play is, "I've tried to kill myself 6 times. And I'm a willing victim."
Hello, my name is Ryan Donaldson, and I play Alec in this production of Owners. Alec is a person who, probably before the start of the play, was going through a period of bad mental health. And during the play and through the journey of the play, we see him sort of deal with that and how it is affecting how he functions in his life on a day-to-day basis, and also how it impacts his relationships. And we see him go through a real period of change during the play, from someone that's struggling very much with something, whether or not that's too specific or not is up to interpretation. And he goes to someone, in my opinion, that has a greater acceptance of himself. Alec and I have brown hair, mid-length brown hair, and sort of styled up a bit at the fringes, styled up a little bit and to the left. I wear a ring in the play, a wedding ring, because I'm married to my wife Lisa. And for costume, I wear blue denim jeans, a sort of teal sort of on the waterfront style sort of workman's jacket, and some black boots, and a polo shirt. And a line of dialogue from the play would be, "I long very much one morning for the sea in winter. Grey sea, I thought. Gritty sand. Thank you."
Hello, my name is Boadicea Ricketts, and I play Lisa, also known as Lisa Minton. Lisa is a hairdresser that really cares about family, which are made up of her husband Alec and her 2 boys. She's pregnant at the start of the show with a boy, but secretly, I think she wants a girl. Lisa is determined to do anything she can for her family. All she wants is a simple life without any complications. I am 27 years old. I have dark brown hair that has mid-curly ringlets. I have it down for the first half and the end of the play, but when I give birth, it is up in a neatish bun. When I lose my baby, my hair is really messy. I wear a religious gold cross on my neck. Lisa is a good Christian that always tries to do right, but can be swayed in the wrong direction. I have a stripy green and blue dress with a matching large 70s collar and a puff cropped sleeve. I'm nearly 7 months pregnant at the start of the play. I have another outfit, which I change into when I give birth, a fully covered flowing green overdress with a white turtleneck underneath. One of my lines from the play, "Don't let him frighten you, Clegg."
Hi, my name is Pearl. I'm playing Alec's mother. How to describe her? Because she's suffering from dementia, so she's really not there all the time she's on stage. She's in an imagined world of her own, in which she calls for somebody we don't know who. Somebody she calls Aday, Aday. And this is an imaginary world, the world of people suffering with dementia. So she doesn't say very much. She just is comatose, drifting in and out of consciousness, in and out of the different worlds she inhabits in her head. Her age is 65 or upwards. Her hairstyle, she's got grey hair, pulled up in a bun on top of her head. Very old lady looking. Her accessories, a pair of glasses. That's really all we see she has. And a blanket, which she cuddles and loves all the way through. It's like her safety blanket. You know, when you were a child and you had a special cuddle blanket. Now, apart from anything else, I mainly say Aday, Aday throughout the play. My clothes are very old ladies, woolen skirts in vaguely purplish colours, crocheted tops and wide hand-knitted woolly cardigans, and just an absent but present figure.
Hello, I'm Laura Woodhouse and I'm playing Mrs. Arlington. Mrs. Arlington is the owner of Alec and Lisa's house. She's a young mum who adores her baby and seems to have life completely figured out. She's about 25 years old and has long golden blonde hair that is put up in a very 1970s half beehive Bardot style with a purple ribbon and curled ends. She wears yellow earrings and her costume is a mid-length dress that falls just above the knee. It's a yellow black checkered pattern with a white Peter Pan collar and white capped sleeves cinched in at the waist with a purple belt. She wears tan and white shoes that match her tan bag perfectly. And a line of dialogue I say in the play is, "I know I can trust you perfectly to look after Katie if she wakes up."
Set information. As you take your seat, the stage is open to you. A row of dark blue front doors dominate the performance space. They are different heights and each have different silver metal knockers, handles and letterboxes on. Each have a white painted rim around them. A couple of them have glass windows where light pours through. There are no numbers on the doors. These are meant to represent a pocket of North London, South Islington in 1972. The second blue door from the right is a sliding door and when opened depicts a 70s style red wallpaper with spots on. Various curtains are also drawn across to depict other locations as will be detailed in the setting summary. The entire action takes place in front of the blue doors with various props and set pieces brought on or pulled out to signify a different location. The floor consists of a grey lino. The lighting is mostly a combination of warm yellows or bright white lights for most scenes, but for the scene in the club, it is a pinky red. Scene breakdown. There are 12 scenes, 6 in Act 1 and 6 in Act 2. Act 1. Scene 1 is set in Clegg's butcher shop. Scene 2 takes place in a room in Alec and Lisa's flat. Scene 3 depicts a strip club where a red curtain is pulled across and has pink-red lighting. Scene 4 takes place in Marion's office. Scene 5 is back in Lisa and Alec's flat, and scene 6 again is in Lisa and Alec's flat. Act 2. Scene 1 takes place in Clegg's kitchen. Scene 2 is back in Marion's office. Scene 3 depicts a hospital cubicle with a green curtain draped across. Scene 4 is in Alec and Lisa's flat. Scene 5 takes place in Clegg's bedroom. Scene 6 takes place in Marion's office, same as Act 1. There are 7 settings in the play, 4 in Act 1 and 3 in Act 2. The first scene of the play is set in Clegg's butcher shop. This takes place on the right-hand side of the stage where a meat display unit is placed in front of the furthest stage left door. It displays mince, lamb chops and a big piece of ribeye resting on a fake grass display. The unit is metal and on top of it sits Clegg's butcher's block and knife. A red and white striped pull-down blind is pulled down to signify a butcher shop. Next to it, a sign is hung and it reads closing down sale. When Clegg first appears, he's wearing white overalls with a red striped apron and white hat. The second scene in the play is set in a room in Alec and Lisa's flat. For this scene, the right side of the stage is used. A red, brown and cream patterned rug is on the floor. It is covered in mess, including broken pieces of crockery and an emptied washing basket. A bed is pulled out from the side of the stage and it has orange flowery pattern bedding. A moss green armchair sits next to the bed. We return to Alec and Lisa's flat multiple times during the show. The third scene is set in a strip club. A crimson velvet curtain is drawn across one of the doorways, which is the sliding door. The lighting stake goes to a red-pink hue. There is also a sleek black unit with a gold vase on top. The fourth setting, and a setting returned to multiple times in the play, is set in Marion's office. Here, a small brown unit is dressed with a pen pot, a red rotary telephone, some papers, a tissue box, and a cheese plant. A brown 60s-style swivel chair with green stripes down the centre is also on the stage, and a map of London, which is attached to one of the blue doors, is pulled open during these scenes. In Act 2, we're introduced to a few new settings. Act 2 opens with Clegg's kitchen, where there is a small brown unit, now dressed with a hob unit on top, which is a pan with a baby bottle inside, and a kettle. Next to the hob is a bowl of water, which Clegg transfers the baby bottle to in the scene. In Act 2, there is a scene set in a hospital, where a green hospital curtain is drawn across the sliding doorway. Alex's mother sits with a drip attached to her. Alec's mother sits with a drip attached to her, seated in a chair with a blanket covering her. The drip is on a metal stand with wires that plug into the wall behind. The final new setting, which is in Clegg's bedroom, where the bed is pulled out from the wall as before, but this time it has red and white striped bedding. Theatre and access information for the German Street Theatre. German Street Theatre is a unique theatre in the heart of the West End, a home to remarkable artists and plays, performed in the most intimate and welcoming of surroundings. World-class household name playwrights, directors and actors work here, alongside people just taking their first steps in professional theatre. It is a crucible for multi-generational talent. The programme includes outstanding new plays, rare revivals, new versions of European classics and high-quality musicals, alongside one-off musical and literary events. The German Street Theatre collaborate with theatres across the world, and our productions have transferred to the West End and Broadway. Recently, our pioneering online work and theatre on film has been enjoyed across the world. German Street Theatre, a registered charity, was founded in 1994 by Howard Jameson and Penny Horner, having been a disused basement belonging to an Italian restaurant. It opened with no core funding from government or the Arts Council, but with the support from several kind businesses who donated goods and services. Since then, the theatre has survived and thrived thanks to a mixture of earned income from box office sales and the generous support of individual patrons and trusts and foundations. In 2017, we became a producing theatre, the smallest in London's West End. Around 60% of our income comes from box office sales and the rest in charitable support and private funding. The German Street Theatre is situated on 16B German Street, London, SW1Y6ST, off Lower Regent Street. It's a few minutes' walk from Piccadilly Tube Station. The venue is a small, intimate performance space with 70 seats. There is no step-free access. As you enter the venue, a staircase leads directly into the small auditorium, made up of red seats in the centre and on the right-hand side. The box office and bar is situated at the bottom of the stairs. A neon sign spells out McLeod's and Miller's minibar. Toilets, including disabled, are accessible via the door on the stage, with a London roadside spelling out toilets positioned on stage right. Please note they are only available for use before the show, in the interval and after the show. Access and booking information can be found by visiting the website, and that's germanstreettheatre.co.uk, or you can call 020 7287 2875. The next production will be Odyssey, an heroic pantomime, which is a co-production with Charles Court Opera. This runs from the 23rd of November till the 31st of December. An audio accompaniment will be available on the website from the 30th of November 2023. This audio accompaniment was written, presented and produced by myself, Tim Calvert of Calvert Creative Concepts, to make theatre in smaller venues accessible for those visually impaired. Many thanks for listening. For further information about audio description, you can visit audiodescription.co.uk.